Hi, everybody, and welcome back to this little bite-sized political podcast here on Friday, April 19th. Hope you enjoy this one. Thanks for downloading it. As always, sponsored by my good friends at quantumhypno.co.uk. And I want to talk about, I saw a video, actually. I'll not play it for you. But basically, this happened in London. Where else? London, which is increasingly just not, it's no longer a British territory, really, is it? It's occupied space. And it shows the Metropolitan Police, a couple of police officers, approaching a Jewish man who was walking near a pro-Hamas protest. Now, we know that he's Jewish because, well, apart from the fact that he's well-dressed, he's got the skull cap thing on. So this is what the officer says to him. He says, "You're quite openly Jewish. This is a pro-Palestinian march. I am not accusing you of anything, but I am worried about the reaction to your presence." Another officer says, "We're stopping you because your presence is antagonizing them." Well, sorry, but this chap, who's Jewish, plainly, has every right to be wherever he wants in the public space. And how dare the Metropolitan Police tell him that he's the problem? The problem is the huge Palestinian horde of intolerance, pro-Palestinian horde of intolerance, which they're defending. I think this is outrageous that this has happened. And there's another instance of, you know, I talked about it in a previous podcast where British police are hassling someone for saying that Christians should stand up. And now the police are hassling someone for being, quote, openly Jewish. I mean, to be honest, that annoyed me that much. If I was in London, I would put on the head cap, the headwear of a Jew and walk around with it. Let them have a word with me. I mean, I'm not Jewish, obviously, but I stand with the Jewish people in their absolute right to be able to walk wherever they want. And as always, I mean, what we find is that, and it's not a coincidence, that there, you know, the rallies in favor of Israel with Jewish people are oftentimes very well behaved and controlled. And, you know, there's no laws being broken. You compare that with the pro-Palestinian parades. And, like, you know, there is a difference. I'm sorry for those of you who support the Palestinian position. And sometimes I have sympathies in both camps. But I cannot help but observe that the Jewish people in London, for example, are extraordinarily well-behaved, civilized, and, you know, conduct themselves in a proper manner. And yet, they're the guys that the Metropolitan Police want to pull over to have a word with. If this guy wants to walk right through a Palestinian parade, why can't he? Why can't he? Surely that's his civil right. The police are saying, well, you know, he's worried about the reaction to your presence. This is what he says to the Jewish guy, the police officer. Okay, so you're worried about how the mob might respond to seeing a Jewish man. Well, then you need to take that up with the mob, not with the Jewish man. You're blaming the potential victim for what might be the crime. That's so wrong. I've contacted Metropolitan Police in this one and told them what I thought. Absolutely disgraceful behavior. The officer's concerned. I mean, there's something very, very mixed up about this, that we're getting to the point where, you know, being Jewish in a public space could be seen to be a potential trigger to crime. And that's absolutely insane. That's absolutely insane. In this regard, you know, there's no ambiguity about this one for me. The Jewish people have as much right to be in public spaces as pro-Palestinian people or indeed any other people. They cannot be discriminated against in this way and singled out and told, oh, your presence is a bit embarrassing here, so can you go somewhere else? No, that's not how it works. Or if it does work that way, then we just have to accept that the UK has completely fallen in itself, which I think it probably has, to be honest. You know, we talk about this in the most sort of roundabout way, but the fact of the matter is, time after time after time now, we see the British police acting as enforcers for a regime which is intolerant towards Jews, intolerant towards Christians, but very tolerant of Muslims. Why is that, do you think? Why is that happening? And I'll tell you why it's happening. Because it's the group that threatens the most in terms of fear and violence that the police respect. But peaceful Christians, peaceful Jews, They get no respect at all. And that's really what we're seeing being manifest on our street. And it's not just, you know, one-off examples. This is happening now with regularity. So if you are a Christian person, and we saw it not that long ago, a year and a bit ago, when that Christian lady was arrested by the police for praying silently outside an abortion clinic. That's the sort of country we're living in, you know, where the Christian rights are being thrown aside. Jewish people apparently have no right to be out in public. But if you're pro-Palestinian, then that's super-duper fine. If you're BLM, that's super-duper fine. And that tells you all you need to know about the absolute state of the management of the Metropolitan Police in particular, which is an Aegean stable that needs absolutely dunged out, because quite honestly, it's an absolute disgrace. And I think Sir Robert Peel would turn in his grave if he saw what it's become. Thanks so much for listening.